In Seattle, it's against the law for a landlord to reject a tenant based on their source of income. But those kinds of protections don't extend to many cities in South King County, cities like Kent, SeaTac, and Renton. Today, I'm going to introduce you to three women trying to change that.
Well, at least your hair done. My hair ain't done.
Toya Thomas, Michelle Dozier, and Elimka James had a lot in common. They all live in the Renton Woods apartment complex. They're all single mothers who pay part of their rent with Section 8 vouchers from the U.S. government. But they did not know each other until they received their eviction letters. Elimka James still remembers that day.
When I first seen that letter, I was scared. Because what I immediately thought was homelessness. That was it. We about to be homeless.
Then the women noticed another thing they had in common. The people being evicted were minorities, mostly black. And the people moving in were white families. What the women did next brought them together.
I guess you gave the flyers out to her?
Yeah, I was walking
your number
to get the flyers.
We recently met, but we really bonded. Yeah.
So we kind of became like a family. Since we're all becoming victims of this issue.
Yeah. The issue is not that they couldn't pay higher rents. All three women say if they'd gotten a rent increase, they could have gotten bigger vouchers to take care of it. But Renton Woods management told me in a statement, participation in the Section 8 program was voluntary, and Renton Woods no longer wanted to accept Section 8 money. That didn't sit right with tenant Michelle Dozier.
You know, I think that's discrimination. That's just how I feel about it.
But whether or not Dozier liked it, the action was legal, and it's quite common, according to Leland Jones. He's with the U.S. Housing and Urban Development Department. They pay for the Section 8 program.
In a booming market, Section 8 is not always as attractive a source of income as the opportunity to earn more from people who are not getting a subsidy.
But a growing number of cities, like Seattle, are outlawing discrimination based on source of income. The women at Renton Woods want Renton to join that trend. Here's tenant Michelle Mosier again.
I hate that it had to happen like this, where everybody got to get to know each other behind going through this right here. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, maybe it is a good thing because black African women needs to stick up for what's right.
The tenants union has been helping the women negotiate. Management responded by tacking an extra month onto the tenants' leases. In Renton, I'm Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.